Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, we are at the Berkeley. Urbano's here.
Hi.
Christopher here.
Hi.
Albie.
Chris here on his own. You were in the mood for this today.
No.
No?
No. I mean, I'm never not in the mood for it. Just last time especially, you just, I'm going to trademark the phrase, you rolled up on a motherfucker with a podcast. You just rolled. You were like, Chris, can you come in here for a minute? I came in and there was, first of all, not a minute. That's a long period of time. I was doing things. But I have time today. And it beats the alternative to what I would be doing, which is working. So here we are.
Well, a couple things that I wanted to address here. Number one.
Also, Mike was working last time. I felt like that was weird. He was like working, like at work
money.
In the same room as us. Now it's an empty room.
Yeah, it is an empty room now, which is helpful. We've been working like crazy. Have not left the hotel because we are gearing up for the haunting. Going crazy. A lot of really, really cool things planned.
No, just Urbano, guys. Don't be
there is an entire a slew of ghost related questions that we got and ghost stories that we got. I know we're gonna do an entire episode on that. Urbano said he had a story of his own that I'm gonna give him an opportunity to talk about today. But a couple of things. It's still out there. TheHauntingAsbury.com. It is flying. This is not a bluff. If you guys want to go, get out there soon. They will be gone. That is not a joke.
It's gonna happen.
That number one. Number two. We were really, really excited to do this here in Asbury. It's our first real big attempt at doing something very, very cool here.
That's right.
In the community. The real, like, you know, the real Asbury Park community, not the Albie community, which we want to be doing some events here too. Very, very soon. We might even just kind of throw one up there and make something happen. I don't know. I don't know if you guys are going to come out for that. It's here. You guys are everywhere. 9 out of 10. Do you know this is a fact, Brian? 9 out of 10 rooms that you walk into, there's a Dear Albie listener.
Really?
That's a stat. It's true.
Let's go.
Yeah.
No. It's a stat. I don't know that it's true.
Okay.
Anyway. Like, we had the busiest summer ever this summer. So, Urbano, like, in history.
Urbano is the second tallest person in his family.
So, facts. So here's the thing.
Wait,
okay?
I want you to explain that stat. 9 out of 10 rooms that you walk into?
I said it's true.
Oh, okay. I thought gotcha. You were actually like...
No, my show.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
No. 6 billion people, man. Go on. Mm-hmm. But
9 out of 10.
It's true. Anyway, you have...
Isn't it 1 out of 11 is gay?
Is that a real stat?
Is that a thing?
Is that a real stat?
I don't know, maybe.
Can I tell you something? I would have guessed lower. I would have guessed like 1 out of 7 or 5.
I don't know. We'd have to check the... Dear Albie listeners, can someone... fact check that.
It'll take like a week.
I mean, just maybe like hit it on the Google on your phone. Google.
On the Googles.
Yeah. But so a couple of things. So that event is really the
what
first
Google
of
like
gay straight ratio.
Yeah.
nice.
So a couple of things. That's the first event that we're doing here. But the reason I'm prefacing the show with this is Urbano came by my place.
Sunday.
Right?
Sunday.
And we 10% hung out.
Is 10% of the population really gay? I think that's what that says.
10%?
Yeah. Well, we'll leave it at that.
That's something.
So you were right.
Yeah.
Kind of. You were actually,
maybe.
You overshot it a little
I
bit.
Did.
No,
my
undershot.
Life.
You said one out of 11.
1 out of 11.
No,
overshot,
1 out of 10.
Undershot.
Is 10% 1 out of 10?
Yeah. He undershot.
I think I said that.
I don't know. All right, go ahead. What were you saying?
So he
just
came by.
For the whole.
So he came by, right? So you're sitting there, it's just me and Sheldon on the couch, right? Watching TV. And he goes, oh, you have to watch this show, Pose. That I had not. Are you familiar with Pose?
No, I know of it. I've never
it's
seen
Pose
it.
I've tried to convince Chris for...
Ryan Murphy shows...
Who's Ryan Murphy?
He directed Pose or produced whatever, yeah. But he's very loud in his production.
All the American Horror Story.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like...
Assassination,
is he the guy?
Versace.
Glee.
He's the producer, Glee.
But is he the guy in the show?
No, he's
no,
not.
He's
okay.
Never in it.
Okay.
But Ryan Murphy shows to me are very loud visually when it's not about a loud visual topic.
Yeah.
So when I feel like Pose is like, this is, I could already tell it's going to be a little too much for
no,
me.
No, it's good.
It's good.
But now Chell just went and finished it. She was apparently just crying. She's texting Urbano going on and on and on, right? Now, a couple of things. The reason I bring this up is we're doing the haunting as really the first like immersive event experience that we, you know, want to throw. And we've been throwing a lot of other ideas at the wall to kind of do things here that range from all kinds of crazy different things, dog shows and whatever. Immediately after watching Pose, Pose has what Candace would call like, you know, going to the mat, okay, for a cheer competition. Pose has, you want to break it down?
It's the ball scene. It's based on the New York ball scene in the 80s. Cause
is that like going to the mat like in the mob?
No, going to the mat like an actual wrestling? Like
a, you know what going to the mat is though? Like going to the mat is when like you all put mattresses in one person's house because
if anyone's
gonna come to try to kill you, they're gonna try to come to kill all of you.
Yeah, right.
So you're there and you put
what
mattresses.
What are you wearing? The mattresses.
This is just our like in the, nah, man. This is just a bunch
of
kids
cheerleading. When I hear going to the mat, I picture Candace and a bunch of cheerleaders like
swinging chains
guns
around
out the windows.
Stuff?
Yeah,
no, dude. Like
a rumble.
It's a cheer competition.
Like a singlet and wrestling.
Going. Okay. So I guess going
a little
to the
bit
mat.
Of oil.
So
it's, well, but it's more akin to that mat.
Yeah.
Closer to that mat. They're tumbling.
When you
and stuff.
Say going, Candace should be careful because if she catches the wrong mom and says we're going to the mat, that mom will be like, I'm ready for you then, and then it'll be that's a problem.
I don't know.
And then they wrestle.
But you know what, Chris? Just listen back to the did you watch Cheer? On Netflix?
No.
That's where Going to the Mat comes from, hence why I'm bringing up Pose.
Okay. Have you watched The Godfather?
I did.
Yes, I have.
They go to the mat?
Yeah,
the
I understand, Chris. I understand what it means, okay? And they don't say mat, they say mattresses.
Did you see Straight Buddies wrestle?
No. Oh. So real quick. So now they talk about the ball scene in Pose,
yes.
Right? That to me is very simple. Very similar to going to the mat, making mat, okay, which is like the main stage in Cheer. So
okay.
Will you break down what Pose is for the audience?
We've talked
here?
About this, but
or, I'm sorry, what
do you want the true
ball,
like
the
full
ball.
Historical context?
I mean, I'll take whatever you got, the ball.
Well, the balls were started in New York City, mostly Harlem, uptown, and it was for the black brown community of gay, trans drag performers, and they would put on these competitions, these contests, and you would walk a category, and the categories would range, and you would walk, and you're getting scored, and it's, you know, that's where the saying tens across the board comes from, because 10 is the highest score you can get, and that's how you build kind of
a legacy. You walk, how do you win a walk?
It's based on what the category is. It could be Femme Fish Realness. It could be Banji Boy Realness.
What is Femme Fish Realness?
It's when you look super feminine. Mm. Fish is a term that means like someone super fishy means it could be a man passing as a woman or fully kind of being immersed in the illusion of it being a woman.
So how would you dress for that
as
to win?
Fishy and as feminine as possible.
So now where I'm going with this is couple of things.
Are you trying
ball,
to dress me up again,
no,
Chris?
No, hold
is he
on,
setting
hold on,
me up?
We're gonna get there. At the ball, okay. We have names for the houses.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Very similar, Chris, like to Hogwarts. Like Hogwarts has a house.
Yeah,
clubs.
I mean, probably not that similar.
No. Like Hogwarts has you know, like schools, school names.
Yeah.
Yeah, house. They are house.
So, and the house name is the, you know, legendary house of, or you
but,
know.
So number one, we must have a ball.
Yes.
Here. Okay. We got to figure that out. Number
I think
two.
We do have a ball here. Guys.
I mean, we have six.
Number two. Okay. If we had a ball here, what would our house name be?
From the busted to the dusted.
Is it like that? That's my question. Is
well,
it,
no,
is it
it's
like
usually
like
the
that?
House of Mizrahi or the house of Chanel. You could do the house of, you know what I mean? There's tons of
I would
names.
Need time.
Could, yeah.
I would need time to think about that.
I said the house of meat because. The
house of meat is fun.
Because
it said Manzo.
Manzo is
yeah, Manzo's beef.
Manzo's
yeah.
beef.
Yeah. So the
House of Meat. That's fun.
So if we had a I'm trying to think of what a good like theme would be. Like if
well,
you,
you
had
would
a,
do like there's like the latex ball, there's the white ball. It would be like a Winter Wonderland
now,
ball.
Now, do you want to sit there on the microphone and berate people as they walk around? I feel like that's the job that I want.
Yeah, you could have
no,
that.
No,
I think
no,
Chris
no. As a group,
good,
yeah. No, as a group. You are clearly the MC. What is?
No,
what do they
no.
Call it?
I don't know. I would. I don't. Maybe I'd be like the judge. I would like to judge with a mic and just. But Chris has good commentary too. So,
I don't know. I mean, I've never seen a ball. Yeah. I'd have to watch a ball. Yeah. Do they normally have an old man in the Muppets part of that where they berate people?
Kind of.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah.
But, yeah.
But
then I'll do that.
But people freak out. It's kind of like when we were living with Greg.
That's
and
what
he,
I do
and
here.
Somebody would walk around and he goes, she is giving me this. And yes. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
You know? It was just like very much like, okay, good. That sounds fun. That sounds cool.
No, but like, remember when we there was a certain someone at the pool and you were like, oh, look at Donatella. And
that's the
commentary. And she was serving Donatella Versace realness.
So then all that means is she looks like Donatella Versace.
I've been working with Urbano for years now, so I'm pretty downloaded on most of this stuff.
Anyway, we're going to bounce around. Dear Alvy comes in, needs your advice. Fake name you'd like Chris to try and remember to use. It just said, I don't know. Okay.
What was that?
So her name's I don't know. We have a thing, Chris. It's a submission form, and it's literally a thing where you say the fake name you would like Chris to try to remember to use. This is what it is. Do you want to go and read the thing? Don't say the name, Chris.
So what's what?
Nope, don't do it.
Well, Caitlin doesn't want me to call.
Okay. Basically.
So Caitlin wants me to use a different name.
This came from the website Dear Alby. I think it's DearAlby.com. I really hope so. Anyway, we have a website, Chris.
Wow.
Dear Alby, first of all, love
your
entire
show
family.
For a few months, and this is what you find out.
Seriously.
First of all, love your entire family. You are all my favorite on RHONJ. Moving on. I have been in a relationship for 5.5 years now. We have two young boys together, 1 and 4. When we first met, we were so head over heels, wanted to get married. We decided we wanted to try for our first, and I got pregnant right away. Had our first son in 2016. Fast forward 2 kids later, and no ring. I'm starting to become resentful of the fact that he doesn't seem motivated to propose. He doesn't even seem like it's on his radar. My parents, who are very Italian, are not thrilled by this. I don't know what to do. Sometimes I feel like the ship has sailed. He's a good father. I know he loves me, but I just question whether or not he's really committed. Help, please.
Ship sailed. Flat out.
Listen, first of all, the really Italian thing is late. You've been fucking.
But
like, what do you mean?
You can't be like, oh, my parents are super conservative.
But here's the thing. The ship did sail. But listen, man, the thing that you would get him to, you got to be like, oh, you know, if you ever want to have kids, you know, you got to marry me, you got to do the right thing. So, like, you did it. I think you did a very normal, that's just the way it is. I think, like, most of my friends goes kid, then ring. That's how it's been going lately, right? Which is cool. I don't really give a shit either way. But I think the guy's looking at it like, listen, man, I pay for, like, diapers and shit. I got all kinds of stuff to do. I can barely have a night out. I got 2 kids. Now you want me to have a whole night out and a honeymoon and all that? Listen, we got all the good parts of the marriage. Why you got to bring lawyers into this? We got the kid. Like, I'm not going anywhere. We have this kid together. I get why you'd want to have the wedding. And by the way, Caitlin, you deserve the wedding. You deserve it.
Well, they had the kids.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you have the kids. So, like, listen, you deserve it. And I'm on your side on this. The truth is, and this is what I do here, Urbano, I serve truths, okay? The truth is, the real true incentive to do this for this guy, like, he's probably looking at it like, Jesus, man, I got a lot of stuff going on. I got my job. I got my kids. He probably calls you his wife. I bet he calls you his wife. But he's looking at it like, a wedding is a lot of work, and we're juggling kids. I got a bunch of shit to do. All I'm saying is, you got some work to
do.
But
where is it on
the
priority scale? Like, you have to kind of, like, you have to put it in a context. I think if you have kids and you're already in that type of, like, you could buy a house. You can really buy an investment property for your family, like, in terms of the wedding, if it has to be something big. But, or you could get a fucking ring, stand in front of him naked. You cannot have sex first. You stand in front of him naked with your own ring and you propose. If he wants,
I gotta be
honest. Or what if she just goes the other way and she's like, listen, we kind of put the cart before the horse. I'm now celibate until marriage.
Well,
you can make that decision.
Yeah, but I mean, I think we're kind of putting here's what I would say, okay? You're kind of putting a big premium on the idea that he's not committed to the relationship just because of the ring. Now, I get why you guys would want to see the ring and I understand what it means. But at the same time, you have the kids and you say he's a great dad. If he's committed to being a great dad and you're not necessarily worried about him being out, like, I didn't see any of that in the email.
No,
he's not out partying or anything like that.
So it's more.
But that's why I'm saying it's an uphill battle for you because you have a good, it seems like you have a good life, and now he's looking at it like, listen,
it means something to her, you don't have to wait. She can actually take the initiative and say, listen, this is what I want to do. Flip it around. Maybe he needs a little bit more of a push. Maybe he doesn't even know.
I mean, they've got kids. I don't think that. I think he's got to obviously want to do this on his own. But my question is this: is he doing something wrong?
And propose with them in the room. By the way, really put the pressure on him. That's Yeah.
That's dark.
You got no, you bring the kids in the room.
If you bring the kids into it, like, it really means a lot to the kids.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really great advice that would work, but no, don't do that at all.
No, definitely do it. Don't do it?
No, do it. It's going to work. Set up a whole photo shoot.
It's definitely going to work. 100%. Yeah. Wear blue jeans and a white shirt, walk in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Be like, we're taking engagement pictures today. Because guess what?
Kids are all,
Well, did you guys
get matching outfits?
Well, a couple things to get through the actual answer. I don't think the big things that he's committed to are obviously the most important ones. He's, you know, a great dad, and it seems like, you know, if you had problems with wondering if he's loyal or not, you would say it, right? So that's big. That's a win. If you just then have a good relationship with him and all that, which I'm assuming you do, sit down and explain that this means a lot to you and here's why. Include the parents thing.
Yeah, but the parents is too much. It's like you have your own life. You have your own children. You can't at this point even constantly think about what someone else wants for you, especially when you have to provide for your own family. At that point, come on.
Like, if you genuinely want a wedding, and again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I think that you did all the other stuff that comes with having a family, so of course you should have a wedding. And by the way, I think it's cool that your kids get to go to your wedding.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Walking down the aisle. But,
that is fun.
You shouldn't really care what your parents think in this case.
It's well, why not? I mean, like,
because you have your own family. Yeah, but you're in your own silo
now. I think it's fair of her, though, to sit back and say.
Oh, my God. Good idea. Good word.
Yeah, good word.
There's something to sit
back
and say.
I like Chris as a guest.
The house of silo. the thing is, you have a right to want to feel like someone's willing to go all the way with you, especially when you've had kids, because that, to me, is the definition of the all the way part, right? But I think, you know, what it comes down to always is just, you know, be very much in tune and in touch with what your partner wants and all of that other stuff, both ways. And I think if you tell him, hey, listen, this is what my deal is, and he is hitting you back with all these reasons why he doesn't want to get married or it's no good, then, yeah, you've got every right to be upset.
I mean, she could just talk to him too.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Where are you at? Like, what do you think? Like, we're here. I love our family. What is this? What does this mean? You know, is it for the security? Is it for, you know, you want to ensure for both of you that your kids have equal access to both of you should shit go awry? You know, you never plan on disaster, but you got to have a fucking bottle of water just in case shit goes down.
It's communication is key no matter what happens. Did you see, I don't know if you guys saw this, there's a viral video of a lady in Target walking straight up to a guy in a wedding dress, okay? And she says, you're either marrying me right now or it's over. I've got a minister here. Let's go.
Oh, I'm ordained.
That is true.
Urbano's ordained for anyone interested.
Yeah. Flat out, she walked up on this guy in the middle of Target. He was working there.
At that point, I would, you know what? You look stupid. Like, she's committed. I appreciate it. And I think, you know, you go at it. But come on, girl. He was stocking shelves. Yeah, like, just, give him a minute.
He's got his apron on.
Working at Target?
No, he's working at Target.
Oh, no, you don't do that to me at work. I thought he was shopping at Target and, like, she followed him.
No, I think he was working there.
No, he was literally working there.
You don't come to me. I work at a place where you get married.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Look it up on the Twitter. Okay?
Look it up on the Twitter.
Because it was really just over. And I was reading some of the comments, and some people were like, good for her. And I was like, look, guys, I get it. You want to take a stand and you want to say, oh, my God, this is what I want for my relationship and all that. But there's also, I mean, here's where you would say there's a time and a place, but clearly there has been too much time and no place. So she said the time is right now. I don't necessarily completely hate the move.
Was she wearing a mask?
From a reality television standpoint, that's awesome. You know, like, that's crazy.
Well, that's the problem.
But he was like, listen, we're going to take this outside.
Television.
We're taking this outside. Yeah. And then you don't see the video ends.
Oh,
so what
really?
I'm dying to know, number one, is do you think they got married? I'm going to go with no. But did they break up afterwards? Is that a break upable offense if that happens to you?
I'm watching something that's too produced. This doesn't seem like what actually happened.
Let me see it.
I don't know. I feel like we're giving these people a lot of
no, this isn't
right
it.
Now.
This isn't it.
Giving them a lot of airtime.
There was no. Yeah, Chris, it was worth it because it was so.
Well, don't
nuts.
Run up on him in Target. If Al's telling you to go to his workplace in a wedding dress and get married that way, I think that's a terrible
idea. Yeah, it's not going to work. You're better off standing naked.
And I don't know if this is
not
that's not how
for
weddings.
Like 3 weeks,
that's not how marriage naked. Works. You don't have certificates signed. They didn't have witnesses. You don't just show up to someone's work and get married at it.
They went just like this.
It's on TikTok. TikTok, man. I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't understand
TikToks. It's just upper body dancing.
Everyone's.
Oh, then go home. I'd be like, yo, you got. Oh, he brought a minister and everything.
No, she did.
No, she. I mean, that poor guy. He's got a mask on. He's at work. He's in his. It's Target khakis. He's like, not right now.
Oh, she does have a mask on. All right. It's fine.
Well, you heard of it being
socially distant. A veil would have been appropriate, too.
Yeah, at that point.
All right. Not so, I mean, I would say like, then you're single.
There's there's a person right there in the background that just goes, woo!
Yeah.
Like honestly, that was the only thing where I was like, maybe do it. Because like you're that much of a craft leader, you're just trying to make it work.
No, it's desperate.
I'm against that.
Do you break up with the person afterwards?
Yeah. Well, if that's the ultimatum I got, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done after that. Yeah. I'm done.
And I'm working at Target during a fucking pandemic.
And by the way, she really handed you the out too. Yeah. She's like, we're getting married right here, and I could be like, I could justify to like everyone I talk to that I made the right call here.
Like my manager really had a hard time with you showing up in a way.
Like call your best friend and be like, hey, I'm married. She showed up at Target and demanded it. Or call your best friend and be like, hey, I'm single. She showed up at Target and demanded we got married. Yeah. One of them, he's going to be like, yo, you're nuts. The other one, he's going to be like, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And it's the single one.
I have news for you, though. There's nothing in my brain when I'm thinking of Chels, right? I'm saying, putting myself in this guy's shoes, right? If somebody came up, not necessarily with this writer, because, like, you've got two kids. I think you've got every right to want to be married when you got two kids and you've been together for that long, okay? Absolutely. But if you're just that person that walked up on somebody in Target and said, marry me right now, okay? There's really not a part of a conversation where if it came up to me where she was like, listen, I really think you need to propose, right? And it's just a matter of like a time thing. If I didn't have it in my brain to do that, I would say, listen, here are the issues that I've got, whatever. Or I would like to think if that was brought up, I've already kind of got a target date of when that's going to go down.
Target date. Nice.
Nice. Okay. Awesome.
Bringing it back.
So you're not, it's not something that I would ever really be offended by, because if you're having that conversation with somebody that you care about and all of that, you're going to say, oh, well, you know, I don't want you feeling that way. And here's either what my issue is or, okay. Like I would never also want to get proposed to after it's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I should. Like, that's not really something that you want to have to convince somebody of.
Plus, you really don't want to get married at Target, do you?
I don't.
What aisle was that?
I don't know.
What aisle was that?
Sad.
I can't. Did you see her? You know what's wild? She's very, like, nervous. She got flowers!
I just think we're giving her too much.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this poor guy. The aisle was empty.
Yeah. I'm just not interested in someone
TikTok
doing that
video,
to me. I don't think people bother me at work, like, period.
Yeah.
Forget
don't
about
roll, like, to use your word. Don't roll up on me.
Don't roll up on me with a wedding.
Yeah, it's a little much. Anyway, we're gonna give you guys a little preview of some of the ghost stories that are hanging around out there, and then Urbano, I know you had one here, and you're not gonna be on the ghost story episode.
I
had a couple of. Well, I want to obviously wait for Jules and Candace because we did it last year and it was a whole big thing. So I want to give one thing. Urbano's not going to be down there. So I want Urbano to get his story out. But here's a sample one.
Oh, I didn't know I wasn't invited. Thanks.
Dear Albie, I've always been a big believer in ghosts after experiencing my own ghost encounter at the age of 3. My grandmother, who I was named after, died only 2 years before I was born of breast cancer. For some reason, I woke up and saw a woman standing beside my bed with a large dog. I told my parents that she was smiling at me and that the dog's name was Sheba. I never knew this, but after running to my parents' bed, they told me that Grandma had a German Shepherd named Sheba and that they were inseparable. I've always felt her presence in my life and really do believe that children have a sixth sense when it comes to spirits. Sincerely, Alda. You guys buy that?
Yeah.
The kid stuff? I've heard that.
To be honest with you, I've been trying to I guess Nando might want to cut this out, but I've been trying to make a Sheba reference, like like Sheba leaving ghost or something like that.
Oh, I mean, that's an easy one.
But I didn't have anything off the bat. Listen, I think I believe it. I don't know. I have been Cassandra and I should say, have been on a, I don't know if anyone knows. Hold on, we're about to do a shot. Pause.
Yeah, we're about to just kind of how it is here.
So, Cassandra and I, for those that don't know, Cassandra, the person that I live with, she's my girlfriend. She's wonderful.
The person that I live with.
Well, I was going to say the person that my mom's been shoving down your throat on Instagram, but I figured I'd start it with who I live with. So, Cassandra and I moved in together in September, and it's been pretty cool, just because I feel like that's a question that people are going to ask me anyway. So there's your answer. It's been cool. I enjoy it. But starting October, we watch like at least one scary movie a night. Because I haven't watched a lot of scary movies.
Which ones have you watched?
I mean, name a man. I've watched so many fucking... I mean, it's like the 16th. We've watched at least one, sometimes two.
Really?
Last night, we watched the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, the original.
What a horribly annoying movie. It is so goddamn annoying. If anyone wants to just be, like, really annoyed, because it's just screaming. It's just noise constantly. It's chainsaws and screaming.
And bell bottoms.
One guy just complains all the time. Like, holy shit, you're all so annoying.
Well, that's
if you're wondering where Cassandra's from, by the way... She recognized the town in Texas Chainsaw Massacre because it's just outside her hometown.
Interesting.
In Texas, obviously.
Did you guys go by it?
No, she just told me yesterday when we were watching the movie. Anyway, I've been watching these movies. That can be trimmed. Sorry, that was a long-winded thing. But I've been watching ghost movies a lot lately, and I always determine, like, do you think, would I be the person that helps, or would I be the person that's like, you're crazy? You know, I don't know which one I would be. And lately, I think I've decided to take the stand, for now on, that I'm going to believe everyone right away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that there's a couple of ways to approach that. The scary movies, like, well, you weren't there when we did the ghost hunt at the house.
No, but I remember the whole thing going down.
And it was
but
something just, we talked about internally, like, yeah, and that was crazy. Like, that was one of the craziest.
Conjuring. Mm-hmm. Have you watched The Conjuring?
I have, yeah.
I like that couple, that weird ghost couple that like goes to the people's houses.
Maybe I didn't see The Conjuring.
It's all about this couple that like they're like ghost hunters. And I like them. And then I'm like, you know what? I believe them. Like I believe that there's like professionals out there that like can talk to a ghost. My problem with it is I think too many people, there's too many of them. Like there's too many psychics out there. Why are there so many psychics? There's too many ghost people. I think some people have that talent. I don't think that many people have the talent. So I have a hard time believing everyone that says they're about it, but I do think some people are into it.
People have been writing into Dear
Also,
Albie.
I thought you were going to give us a funnier ghost story. That one was kind of sad.
I described a little random one to tee up Urbano saying, no, I don't think it was sad. I mean, I think that's kind of cool. Like you're getting visited by your grandparent.
I do hear the sitting at the foot of the bed thing all the time.
Yeah.
Anyone that says they have a ghost story or anything.
They go right to that.
They always go to the person sitting on the bed. I'm very happy to hear that ghosts are dogs. That dogs can be ghosts.
Yeah, big win. We get Austin
so
back.
Happy to hear that. Austin, I mean, we have a fucking zoo when we get home. Home. Wow, that was very religious of me. When we get to where
now,
we're going.
Do we still own them, or do you think they have new ghost owners?
I don't think we own them to begin with.
So you think they were just kind of...
I think we just took them. Because, you know, it's not really their choice.
Well, that's true. So do you think that they are... Okay, so then do you think...
I think they look at it like, that's not my owner. I think they're like, cool, I live here. Like,
our
it's my
dog,
landlord.
Our dog, Austin, right? Do you think he's running around right now with his dog mom, his dog dad, his dog brothers and sisters?
Oh, I never even thought of that. I hope so.
Or do you think he's more pumped up to have us on the other side?
I think he'd be really excited to see us on the other side. But I also think that Urbano just left to help somebody at work because we're at work. And Urbano, we're discussing the idea that...
If you have a dog and your dog dies and
Based
then you go to the
story,
afterlife.
That the
okay.
dog seems like they become ghosts too, which
is it
great.
Still your dog or do they hang around with their dog family and are they looking forward to seeing you or not? Or do they have a new human partner, best friend in
Oh, that
heaven?
Would piss me off.
That would piss
I
me
would
off
double
too.
Kill that.
That's dog cheating.
I don't... Did I miss it? Did someone write in?
No,
that
same
thing?
Email.
No, just brought
I,
it
just,
up.
I just was saying it's... First off, I thought Al was going to give us like a funny ghost story, but he gave us not a sad one, but it was like kind of heavy.
Yeah.
But I said,
what I have, I thought it was very sweet.
My biggest takeaway from that was that dogs become ghosts too, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's great news. Yeah. You're not a huge dog guy, though.
I'm not.
Love dogs.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. I just, I have very Italian parents, and we didn't have dogs in the house. Like,
well, dogs are wild animals.
Yeah.
Lately,
the
right?
Italian parents, like, you have plastic on the furniture or no?
Yes, and we did not speak English, though. There was no English, and my mother thought that there was enough kids. She didn't have room for a dog on the couch.
Well, you're one of 11.
So.
She's got a point.
But I think it is though, weirdly comforting to know that the dogs will be on the other side.
Are you
it's
a ghost?
Cool.
You're into the ghost. You believe
yeah,
in all
I
that.
Definitely believe
I,
in
what I was saying before was I don't think, for the amount of people I hear that have seen ghosts, the amount of ghost experts, the amount of psychics that are out there, I don't think that many people see them. But I do think some people can see them.
I agree.
I was not somebody that says I believe in ghosts and all that other stuff until we did the ghost hunt last year on the show.
So you started working here.
Well, honestly, people will bring that up to me all the time. And that show that we did last year, we had a ghost hunt at my mother's house. And I had a experience that went down as we were recording where I got freezing cold. All the hair stood up on my arms. The lights went out. okay? Whole thing. We had this little machine where it was talking. And it was saying these things that I thought it was talking about Chelsea. It was really, really crazy. And somebody has actually written in since and said that they think the ghost predicted the pandemic. Oh. It nuts.
What if the ghost just said, like, Real Housewives quotes?
Like, prostitution!
I'm like, oh my God, this ghost is a Real Housewife fan. Of course
it is. How did the ghost predict a pandemic?
They were just saying words, like
COVID
single words.
Mask.
Sanitation. Well, so we're thinking about doing a hunt here, obviously, and we're going to have some details on all of that stuff. But the whole thing is on tape. I'll send it to you. But you had a story that you wanted to tell. People have been bringing up to me over and over. Obviously, we're doing the haunting experience here. People have been bringing up to me over and over, do I think this place is haunted? And no, I don't. Because I think if anybody would have had, I don't. Because I think
Mom's house is haunted.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And that experience that we had on the podcast last year was real. That was real. And that hasn't happened here.
How was Urbano received by the community?
Just okay.
But here's the thing. Okay. Right. Now, I meant to go up and record with Candace and Jules today. Okay.
Oh, so it was bad, that means.
First of all, I'm going to tell you why. The reason I'm telling you just okay is Urbano has the ability to actually look it up. Okay.
I won't.
Nando loves him.
I don't know who that is.
Nando is our producer, Nando.
Thank you, Nando.
Absolutely loves him. I obviously do, and so do you.
Urbano is, I'm sorry. Nando is a patient man. Like, he knows when, well, first of all, this is what Nando does. Like, he does this shit. He knows when someone's going to work out. Even if they're not well received in the beginning, he always says, like, no, you're going to want to stick with that one. And, like, it works out. And we go back with Nando from doing other shows that failed. But but he knows what he's doing in the sense that if he likes you, I actually, because to
Thank
me,
you, Nando.
I'm biased. You know what I mean? But, like, Nando's an outsider.
Why, you don't think I'm going to make it either?
Well, I don't know. I mean, to me, I feel like people hate me on this thing, but then I'm told that I missed when I
Well, do you want to hear some of the reviews?
Really, sure.
Do you want to hear some of the reviews? One star, which we never really get.
We
average five-star ratings,
but
one star.
It's all right.
We average five-star ratings.
It's all right.
It said, I had to stop listening. Please don't bring back Urbano, too much of a cusser.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean...
And also, there's somebody else.
But you know what, though? Where
Dude,
are you from
here's,
with
here's
cuss?
Already. Look at this. Tell Urbano that irregardless is not a word.
Irregardless of what you say it is.
I mean, Marcus is probably the most hated person you ever had on here.
And he was like our legit, yeah.
People really, the original plan was us and Marcus for this.
Oh, nice.
And then, I guess, I love Marcus. I mean, he to me is... There's not many people that really make me laugh hard. And this is a good idea, a good way for the... Sorry, we just hijacked the whole whatever.
Well, we also didn't
about.
Expect... Like, I say it all the time. We didn't expect this show to turn into anything. And this show's had like five or six different iterations. Like, it was the Marcus and Chris stuff. And then all of a sudden, it was just me, Chris, and whoever we can get a hold of for like 20 episodes. And then the show really
that.
Changed when Jules
that.
Came. When Jules came... when
Jules
kind
of pushed me out.
Jules,
I feel like me and Jules have like a silent beef, but we also love
each
brought
other. It up. She's brought it up, but Jules, in my opinion, totally changed the show because it was becoming a lot of me and Mom. The Instagram and stuff like that got started, and that's when the community stuff started. So we said we have a Dear Albie community. And we all have all these inside jokes, and I feel like I've got a pretty good grip on like now. A lot of this is we just kind of want to be consistently putting out shows and all that stuff. But when we got to the Berkeley, I got really, really excited because this is when. The show that we always kind of wanted with guests and stuff would happen. And having Jules and Candace as a part of that would be, you know, very much in the fold and all that other stuff. And it's been just a crazy couple of weeks with Halloween. So, yeah, stuck here. But, you know, it is funny because she's really has morphed into the boss lady Jules role and will give me legitimate, like, critiques on a week-to-week basis. It's pretty, and it's always kind of spot on. She's the boss now.
Get so what Jules. Did she say? What did she say about our Cold War? I just escalated it to Cold War.
No, she's actually said
it went from beef.
You just
there,
said,
Cold War.
I said, do we have a silent beef? And then you said she mentioned
she's
it.
Got,
and I brought it to Cold War.
She's
that's
legit,
how I do it, Jules.
Jules is by far, you know. Look, she's Boss Lady Jules for a reason. Okay, I am obviously very protective of Jules, but here's the thing: Jules takes this job very seriously. And she has some legitimate gripes with you because she feels like you don't enjoy the podcast. And this is I say it all the time. It's a hit show. And she's a huge part of the reason why. And she's saying, you know what? And her exact words on the show was.
Some would say that I'm a huge part of the reason.
Hold on. Her exact words were, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, I was a little upset because he was talking. I was on an episode. I forget which one it was. We'll have to go back. But, you know, I was a little upset with Chris because I feel like, you know,
we've done a lot. And the show's been doing really well, and I kind of feel like he abandoned us a little bit, left us hanging.
Why does she equate popularity with success?
Because
maybe I thought it was successful when we were back in Nando's apartment, and literally no one was listening. Maybe I thought it was a success then because I was with my friends and my brother and having fun.
It's always about having fun, and that's what I always say about the community. It's about having fun. However.
Jules like the sweetest girl. I just like there to pick on her because so she's so
there's
nice.
So much, there's a very passionate base in the Dear Ali community, which we love. And they miss Jules and Candace. We're going to have them on, of course. But we also want to have a lot more shows. And the idea is that a million people are on. I do think, and I've said this from the get, and you have actually, I didn't read the good reviews. You have a lot of good reviews.
Sorry.
I do think Urbano is going to end up being a staple on the show. Me and you have talked about that a million times. And the sad part about that is, and I'm not going to get too deep into this, okay, I think there will become a moment where Urbano episodes are just the only ones listened to.
Aww.
In the future. I'm not going to get too deep into that, but you know what I'm talking about. And there will be a point where I think Urbano, I think is...
Let's just say a ghost from our past.
Yeah. So
nice.
But like, it's one of those things, right? But, you know, it's one of those little things. I think, you know, but... We will have, I think, a lot of really great shows here. We'll have a lot of really great shows.
I care about you, Jules.
Jules is coming here to work Halloween.
Wow. It's going to be fun.
And we are going to start doing the Urbano live events here. Urbano, real quick, your ghost story. Go ahead.
1993.
Wow.
At facts. Small little studio apartment in Jersey City. I wake up one night. Okay. I was probably 21-ish. And... I wake up in the middle of the night and there's an old man sitting in my couch. And I just bought this couch from the Salvation Army. It was all cool and fake velvet and fake wood. And I thought it was my grandfather because he looked like this old Italian man. So I kind of rolled over and pretended like it was nothing. And then one day I had like a date and she was over. At the time it was a girl. And we were dancing and making out. And all of a sudden, like I turned my head and I saw him again. And so I kind of like my body reacted and she was like, what happened? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, well, you just like, did you see something? Was it a mouse? Was it a roach? And I was like, no, I just saw this like ghost. And she left. And then somebody was like, oh, I know this psychic in like Brooklyn. And so I went to go see this psychic in Brooklyn. And I was like, whatever, skeptical. And he was talking to me. And then he was like, you keep seeing an old man in your apartment. And I was like, oh, shit. How did he know? And then I don't know. He told me to burn some sage, light a candle. And I never saw the old man again.
Did you like you were freaked out by the old man? You didn't like the old man, whatever?
Yeah.
You did feel like, and this isn't just to say this to be funny. We have this on tape. You do feel a ghost grabbed your ass in this hotel.
A ghost did grab. Well, yeah.
I saw the video. It's clearly something that he
something
didn't make a scene.
Me.
Like to me, when someone's lying, they make a scene right away.
Yeah.
Oh my God, a ghost just grabbed my ass. Like no, like you see him kind of be like, oh, what the hell is that? And then, like, he finishes the conversation he's having, and then it turns into no one was. What do you mean, no one was near me just now?
Yeah,
my ass got
pinched. We were talking, and I thought someone kind of brushed past me, but it felt like a poke in my like butt. And then I looked to my right and didn't see no one, and I looked to my left and there was no one there, and I was like, did anyone just walk past me? And then we reviewed the videotape.
It was a pretty compelling tape, visual evidence of the ass grab.
And Al said my arms looked good in the video, so it was nice.
There we go. So, this was fun.
That was a worst ghost story ever.
I was expecting more detail.
No, it was just like an old Italian man sitting in my apartment that scared me. And then,
who would you want to haunt you? Like, if you could have like one, we'll stick with celebrities.
Do I get
the
advice?
People here
would
get
I get advice from them? Like,
you
them?
Tell me what you want from them. Sure.
I would like to actually have like a séance with. This is going not even expected, but Toni Morrison, the writer.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
I know. I'm sorry. But she's one of I wanted to take her class. She used to teach in Princeton.
What did she write?
She won the Nobel Prize. I think she won the Pulitzer Prize. You may know her most famous work is Beloved, but no one really knows about her. So, I mean, if you read, you know about her. But I think it was voted the number one, I don't know, fiction.
Al, who would you want to speak to? Who would you want to haunt you, and what would you want them to do for you?
I don't know. That's tough.
That's a good question for your ghost conversation next week.
Who would you guys
but
want
I feel
to be
you haunted
by?
Answer
it
because Urbano did, and I'm going to also.
Who do you want to be haunted by?
I don't think people are same. I don't think people are going to believe me. But it doesn't. It sounds like I'm trying to be smart, but it's not. But I have always loved Winston Churchill.
Nice.
And I would like if he were to haunt me. And it seems like he just never didn't have like a strong, solid quote. You know, like he just like said what needed to be said at the minute it had to be said.
But you got to be thinking like back then, that's a much thicker type of English accent, you probably would miss a lot of them.
And apparently, it's famous now, but like he always had a cigar in his mouth. Yeah. So everything he said, even the English people, were really, it was hard to figure out. But I'm sure I could figure it out.
So
maybe goes with subtitles.
I've got questions about that. When do they haunt you? Are they around you all the time? Like it's
no,
is it Casper?
A good
like
question.
You have a good...
No, it's just like when you're alone at home and it's sporadic. It's not really on a schedule at all.
But it's not like a roll up on me kind of haunting. It's more like, hey, let's sit and I'll have tea while you.
Yeah,
just
like no, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh shit, it's Winston Churchill, and he's like, and he tells me something in ghost English speak.
Now,
I mean,
that's
not like a definite Winston Churchill for me, but like I guess it is because it's the first person I thought of.
Yeah,
but like I was a big Kobe Bryant guy.
Like, are they?
But I don't know how
life?
Much Kobe and I are going to really talk.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to ask him about like I don't want to talk to him about like championships. I want like life.
Are they watching
advice.
Everything you do? Are they watching everything you do?
Well, that'd be weird.
Yeah, why not? Well, how about this? They have the ability to watch everything you do. They don't. Maybe they don't tune into everything you're doing.
It's a really good question. Like I'm not totally sure.
Like you're dead. You can chill with Jesus and God. Like, why are you in my apartment in Jersey City?
Right. Exactly. It's like to me, like I've always been a big. I don't know. I like a lot of different people. I guess that I've always kind of like to read about and all that. But Winston Churchill to me is something I always like. I'd like to have a conversation with him. Most of the others are alive.
Really?
I really don't have anybody that comes to mind right now. How weird is that?
Like, I don't want Biggie to haunt me. Like, again, what are we going to talk about? It would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be nice to meet Biggie. But, like,
I met Biggie.
He did meet Biggie. That's
I did
right.
meet Biggie.
When did
like,
you meet Biggie?
94, maybe. I went to his platinum party at the Palladium.
And you just, it was like, you got invited, you rolled up.
I was friend. I was friends with a friend who was invited, and they had an extra ticket, and I dressed myself up the best way I could, and I showed up, and at one point in time, we were in a cipher, and I smoked two blunts with in a group of people that smoked with Biggie Smalls at his platinum party.
Wow.
Yep. There was no TikTok or Instagram, so there's very little proof, but I was there.
I would love to meet a pirate. So if there's a pirate out there that wants to haunt me, I've had so many questions about pirates, really? Just pirate life and what it's like to be a pirate. I love pirates. No one really knows.
Pirates are still a thing.
But if they're, I mean, but they're like the Somali pirates that like, you know, like.
Speaking
I
of,
mean, I guess it's still bad to be a pirate. Like they did bad shit back then too. But I just felt like, I don't know. I would love to learn about pirate life.
Really?
Yeah, I love pirates.
I love pirate booty.
Nice.
So
you got nothing now? I'm
Come
buying you time.
Now.
I gave you that pirate thing. Just
no,
to
JFK, things. Somebody with good hair.
Like I thought you were going to say like Sinatra or something.
Why?
Hefner.
Why would I say JFK?
Cause,
I'm sorry. Why would I say Sinatra? Well, you know, Sinatra is such like a...
Well, he's a Hoboken guy.
JFK was like, president. I could see that.
JFK would probably be good. JFK is probably a good one.
I did think about JFK. I can't fucking stand Boston accents. And
yeah,
it's just
it's
something
hard.
That I
no,
don't
but I'll
know.
Tell you why, though. Because I feel like JFK would give it to you really straight with like what's going on in the world right now. From a perspective of like he dealt with a lot of major you know things, but like you can't go like super far back, you know, like
but it's so unrelatable.
It's
to
so
them.
Right, like and there's a lot of things like think about it. Whatever
you
ghost you pick,
to
you've got
to
break
like,
it down for them.
This is how Instagram.
Like
works.
I'm having enough of a difficult time understanding TikTok. I don't think JFK is going to get it. It's going to take us a couple of trips.
Yeah,
you know.
What like Harriet Tubman? Let me show you about the TikToks.
I would like
it's
a conversation with Harriet Tubman,
right?
That's a really good one. I just had one in my head. Oh, I was a big Mickey Mantle guy.
You know what? Mickey Mantle crossed my mind.
Really? But there's also some people I just want to know like how really like how much they really don't translate to today. You know what I mean? Like if we could get some people in that people really love and like they love to quote, but then if you met them today, you'd be like, oh my God, like that does not fly anymore, dude. Like that's where Sinatra comes in for me.
Like Socrates.
Yeah, like, I would love for someone for a guy like Sinatra to come in and just say something. I'm like, oh, that's super offensive, dude. Yeah. You can't say that anymore.
I suppose you could just go right to Jesus. Does Jesus count?
Jesus counts, but he's not going to speak English.
What do you mean he's not going to speak English? He's more than capable of speaking English, I'm sure.
No.
What do
you
mean?
Just in movies.
You think everyone's going to come back? He's going to be speaking Aramaic because like Jesus isn't capable of learning English?
I think Winston Churchill is more capable of speaking English than Jesus Christ.
Probably.
So if you get the ghost of Jesus Christ, you have the nerve to suggest he would not speak English?
There's not a chance he speaks
But maybe
English.
He speaks ghost. And
but
ghost
no,
is
but
just like unheard of.
But you're
like,
saying
like, ghost might just
right,
be
so
like what you understand.
So wait, but no. But at the end of the day, though, you're having to say then you're really what you're saying is the Holy Ghost. So I'm going for King Ghost, really.
So you want Jesus? You
want I want
Jesus?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Come on, if you're going to go for a ghost, that's
but
the one.
All I'm saying is you got a shot of a guy just speaking Israeli to you. And
that
you're
is
like,
not even close. It would be Aramaic, first of all. But
ooh.
The thing is,
nice.
Okay.
Right, that's fine.
But I went to Jesuit school, bro. I got this stuff down.
I know nothing about religion. But I just know his hair was long.
But the thing is, okay, there's so many. All right, well, then now pick a movie character.
A movie character?
Imagine everybody in all movies are dead. You have one movie character.
Are they going to hurt me? Because most of my favorite movie characters are violent.
They're ghosts. They...
Okay. Like I would love to meet, like, the Joker.
Which one, though?
Yeah, that's an annoying person to haunt you, though. And it's scary.
Which
it
one?
It is scary.
Which
it's
Joker?
A clown. And it's a clown at the end of the day. Honestly, I was thinking the Jack Nicholson one. Not that it's my favorite. I just feel like the one that won't be mean to me.
Yeah.
A movie character? You go ahead.
I want somebody cool. Like someone that always comes up with something witty and suave to say all the
anyone
time.
From Peaky Blinders is fine with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a movie, but, you know, fair.
Ray Charles is a big Ray Charles guy, but...
Then why don't you just pick Ray Charles then?
What's that?
If you want Ray
well,
Charles.
He's not a movie guy.
No, I know. I'm just thinking well, now. So I'm just thinking of dead.
You want Jamie Foxx?
No, I'm just thinking of dead people now. Oh. Well, like just dead or movie. But like I was a big Ray Charles guy, but like here's my question. Can he see?
As a ghost? Fantastic question.
Because then I'm going to take him for a walk around town. I'm going to be like, let's, you know what we're going to do today,
well,
right?
Well, they don't really walk. It's kind of like floating.
They're going to float.
Yeah,
glasses.
He's going to want to see stuff. And I would, and like, think about being
but if he's
out,
dead, maybe he already sees it.
But think about, okay. I kind of was romanticizing the idea that he was seeing for the first time with me.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'd be like, Ray, let's go to the beach.
Welcome back.
The House of Ghost Romance.
Well, I wasn't going to get romantic with Ray Charles. I just wanted him to see shit.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's nice. That's kind of kind.
Guys, this is fun. DarylBMailbag@gmail.com. Lots more stuff coming. Love you all. Good evening.
Jesus can't begin with you.